the lunchtime edition. The body of a man found hanging at Land's End. Steve Blackett back at his desk at DLP headquarters, defying claims by factions of the party that he's being suspended from the post of General Secretary. Barbados's Prime Minister Mortley, the new UNCTAD president, demands a better deal for small states as a global supply chain conference commences here in Barbados. And the Environment Minister concerned about illegal dumping and launches a national cleanup campaign. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Hanging at Thorns Gap, Land's End, St. Michael, in what's believed to have been a suicide. Starcom Network News understands that the man's body was discovered by a family member about 8 a.m. The discovery was said to have been made at the man's residence. Steve Blackett, back at his desk at the Democratic Labour Party's George Street Bevel St. Michael headquarters, insisting he's still General Secretary and that it's business as usual at the opposition office. This follows a declaration by some members of the party's General Council that both Mr. Blackett and the party's President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, have been suspended from office and are subject to disciplinary charges. That group met at the DLP headquarters last week while Mr. Blackett was overseas attending a funeral. That faction of the party later issued a statement declaring that Assistant General Secretary Pedro Shepherd has been appointed to act as General Secretary and Michael Lashley as President. However, the party's Executive Council subsequently met and reaffirmed its support for Mr. Blackett as General Secretary and Dr. Yearwood as President. This morning, sitting behind his desk at the DLP headquarters, Mr. Blackett gave a brief statement to Starcom Network News.
Yes, I'm back in the office. The office is open for business as usual, as mandated by the Executive Council last week. The office staff is here, or volunteers, and we are getting on with the business of the Democratic Labour Party.
Meantime, factions of the party have contacted Starcom Network News to insist that Mr. Blackett remains suspended. Barbados's Prime Minister Mayor Amor Mortley has assumed the presidency of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, and is demanding a better deal for small developing states like Barbados. She was speaking as an UNCTAD Global Supply Chain Conference opened here. Ms. Mortley stated that while Barbados and similar states were still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, which created supply chain challenges that she compared to the Wild Wild West, more recent military conflicts have turned shipping lanes into war zones, resulting in shipping costs and the price of commodities skyrocketing.
Only then to see the diminution and collapse in some instances of our agricultural and manufacturing sectors because of the one-size-fits-all rule and a failure of the international community to be able to allow us to have special and differential treatment that would be appropriate to our circumstances.
According to Ms. Mortley, while developing states like Barbados amount for a small part of global trade, they are the worst affected.
And it's our people who continue to suffer, largely because, according to UNCTAD, we will recognize that small island developing states as a group pays more than any other country group for transport. And I want to repeat it for my own citizens, because sometimes we take so much for granted. Small island developing states pay more than any country grouping for the transport and insurance of maritime imports. The reality is that during the COVID period, transport and insurance costs rose by 76% when compared with the period before the pandemic. And the data suggests that the recent supply chain crisis led to consumer price increases in small island developing states yet again that far outstrip those in other developing countries and across the rest of the world.
Barbados Prime Minister and UNCTAD President Mia Amor Mortley. in the lunchtime edition. Government is concerned about what it says is widespread illegal dumping. The issue highlighted during the launch of the Clean and Green Program at Kendallwood St. John, where government announced a new national cleanup initiative. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford said they will be taking a no-tolerance approach to the matter. He noted the effects that illegal dumping can have on the environment.
We are no longer going to tolerate, as a government, persons dumping in our gullies and destroying our ecosystem. There is the existential threat of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. I am saying to Barbadians, we have to come collectively. We have to put our sweat expenditure together in order to ensure that we have a clean, green, and safe space. And I'm saying to Barbadians, illegal and illicit dumping of any material is something that must become a thing of the past if we are going to survive the existential threats that we face. This whole scourge of illegal dumping must be tackled.
He says the program will take place over the weekend, and he urged Barbadians to do their part.
And we started on the 24th. The 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. I want to be very specific. We are going to be having a national cleanup campaign across Barbados. Where householders will be invited to bring out their bulk waste, bring out any type of waste, and say to sanitation, because we have a hotline, 26 clear, 26 clean. And you can, there, persons will be able to call from amongst communities and say to the Sanitation Service Authority, I have this bulk waste to be removed. The importance of removing this bulk waste must become a basic norm for us in Barbados.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced a minor cabinet reshuffle replacing his information minister from today. The former information minister, Robert Morgan, has been replaced by Dr. Dana Morris-Dixon, who also retains the portfolio responsibilities for skills and digital transformation. Mr. Morgan has been reassigned to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation with responsibility for works. Talks to end a Ghana teachers' strike have ended in stalemate. The negotiations between the Ghana Teachers Union and the Ministry of Education have been centered on a 20% interim salary increase pending final negotiations and the need for a fixed time frame for mediation. Those talks ended in stalemate yesterday evening with no new date set for the two sides to meet. The union says the strike by the teachers will continue. Haiti's international airport has reopened 3 months after it was forced to shut down due to deadly gang violence. The Toussaint-Louverture Airport in the capital Port-au-Prince reopened to commercial traffic yesterday, bringing in much-needed relief supplies. And thousands of Iranians have gathered on the streets of Tabriz to mourn President Ebrahim Raisi after he was killed in a helicopter crash. Mourners followed a funeral procession through the city in northwest Iran while waving Iranian flags and portraits of the late president. President Raisi and seven others, including the country's foreign minister, were killed when a helicopter they were traveling in crashed in a mountainous area of Iran on Sunday. Despite the huge crowds, not all Iranians supported the president, and many celebrated his death on social media. Our top stories. The body of a 64-year-old man found hanging at Land's End, St. Michael, in a suspected suicide. Steve Blackett back at his desk at DLP headquarters, defying claims by factions of the party that he's being suspended from the post of General Secretary. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley, the new UNCTAD president, demands a better deal for small states as a global supply chain conference commences in Barbados. The environment minister concerned about illegal dumping and launches a national cleanup campaign. Talks to end a Guyana teacher strike end in stalemate. Thousands attend a funeral procession for the Iranian president who was killed in a helicopter crash on Sunday. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.